Hello, humans of triathlon, and welcome back or welcome to the Hot Podcast, where we bring you the ordinary but extraordinary world of triathlon, one human, one story at a time, with the aim to inspire and to celebrate this life-changing sport and its humans through real, authentic, raw, and enjoyable conversations with triathletes from around the globe and from all walks of life. Hey everyone, this is Swapnil here, one of the Hot Podcast co-hosts. We hope your holidays are going great. And before the end of 2018, we've decided to just sneak in a little bonus episode here. So this episode is basically a compilation of all our guests in 2018 answering two questions that we've started asking everyone that comes on the show. So one being, what's the one message they would want people to take away from their stories and journeys? And the second being, why they try? There's some really powerful messages and answers in the mix here, which I'm positive many of you would be able to relate to. And I'll also be jumping in between for a few seconds just to let you know who that guest was, in case you'd like to go check out the full episode we did with them. But before we get to that, I have a tiny request for you all. Before we start launching new episodes from next week onwards, we would really love to hear your feedback of the 30 episodes we've had so far, so that we can improve the show and improve the episodes from here on out to make it even better for you all. We've only started the show in the second quarter of 2018, and all three of us hosts were completely new to this, so it's been a learning curve for us as well. So it would really mean a lot if you could head over to www.humansoftriathlon.com/podcast survey. The link will be in the show notes as well, and it's just a short multiple choice survey. It's all going to be completely anonymous. It shouldn't take you more than 5 to 10 minutes of your time, but it'll really give us some valuable feedback to help improve the show for next year. So regardless of how many episodes you've listened to, whether you've listened to one or you've listened to all of them, please do visit humansoftriathlon.com/podcast survey and let us know your thoughts. All right, now let's get straight into this 2018 look back compilation episode. Hope you all enjoy it. This first guest of ours is Jill Kun from Texas, US. You all may know her as Iron Will Iron Jill on Instagram. She's a mom of four, she's a wife, and she deals with a range of autoimmune conditions, major one being rheumatoid arthritis. And she was our first guest, but she was absolutely amazing, and I think she totally embodies the whole concept idea of no excuses.
I'm going to be cliche, and I'm going to say that it has a lot to do with my children. I want them to see me as strong, but I'm going to say, too, that I try for me. You know, I think that it may sound selfish, but it is something that I'm very proud of myself for having the ability and the opportunity to be able to do. And I think it makes me, I really believe that since I found triathlon, I have found a strength that I have never known that I've had. And I think that makes me a better wife.
This next guest is Tim Ford from Sydney, Australia. Tim went from being very overweight to becoming one speedy age grouper and coach.
I try because I don't want to think what my life would be like if I didn't. I think is probably the main reason. It saved my life. It definitely saved my life. Plus, I look badass in Lycra now.
Well, that's a great reason.
Next up is Jemima Cooper from the UK, who is a professional ballerina turned triathlete.
Why do I try? Because it is the most awesome sport where everything I love about sport comes together and no one knows who is going to win. So you've always got to make like your absolute best to be your best on the day. And there's no perfect triathlete. That's also massive for me. There's no perfect triathlete. I'm the perfect example of the non-perfect triathlete. So yeah, absolutely. Give it a go.
Next up is Dan Cadrill from Phoenix, Arizona. He's a veteran in the sport with over 30 years of experience.
I try because it makes me a better person.
Simple as that.
As simple as that. I was just at a luncheon today before I went to my tri clinic, and a guy who's pretty close to my age looked at me kind of condescending and said, what's the point? What's the point? Why would you do that? And I was a little put off by it. I was like, because I can. You know, I didn't know what else to say. I mean, I literally felt he was almost angry that I was doing this race tomorrow. And it's not even that big a race. It's an Olympic distance. And it is a big deal for a lot of people. But for me, I was like, okay, it's a trainer for St. George. But he was, you know, he was almost adamant. What's the point? And I was like, because I can, because it's enjoyable and because it makes me happy and it makes me healthy. What else do you need? What else is there if you can't do it for those reasons, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Next, here's Ginny Cataldi from Pennsylvania, U.S. She's a mom of two, she's a teacher, and she's an absolutely badass human being and triathlete with tons of podium finishes and wins under her belt in various distances, and she is an inspiration to many in the community.
Because I can, and because I found myself through the sport, and ultimately, it's my passion.
Next is Chris Choi from New York. He's a designer. He's an LGBTQ triathlete. And this was probably one of our most honest and raw episodes of Chris talking about how he's replaced his drug addiction and depression with that of triathlon.
I don't know. Why do I not try? No, it's, I don't know if I was prepared for this. I try to keep on pushing myself to the fullest that I can, and I try to keep on enjoying life. Yes.
Yeah, that is a fantastic answer.
Yes, thank you.
Next here, Sarah Watson. She's a veteran of the Australian Armed Forces and has wrestled with PTSD, anxiety, and depression, and used triathlon as a way to heal.
To realize my potential. And yeah, it's just a wonderful sport to be involved in.
Sure is.
Here is Jeff Fairbanks, aka the Prince of Pain, a dad, a husband, and an enthusiastic surfer turned triathlete who a couple years ago took on this 21-day challenge of doing 21 70.3s in 21 different cities in 21 consecutive days.
Why do I try? I think it's to get the opportunities to inspire anything and other people in any aspect of their life. And I think that if I can showcase through my decisions and my determinations and my challenges, a spark within someone else, even if that's, you know, getting up off the couch to a 5K or, you know, like something as silly as like talking in front of their crowd, you know, I really hope that people can see that, you know, the real things that go on between balancing life and challenges in sport. And even with some of the big ideas that I had, they can see those challenges kind of be navigated. Then I hope that they can in turn look within and then figure out a way that they can kind of move forward. And, you know, sometimes, you know, like I said before, things don't always go our way, but I feel like I gain so much from, you know, even seeing people persevere and push through stuff, you know, that stuff gets me going. And so I kind of use that and say, well, hey, if that does it to me, maybe something that I'm doing does it to someone else. And if that does it for one person, man, then I'm on a good path. So to me, I want to show people that, hey, like, you know, you can be the average person and accomplish above average things. It's, you know, it's your willingness to try. So a little pun there, but that's the truth. That's how I feel.
Yeah, love that.
Next up is Stephanie Avakian, a mother of two, a wife, a graphic designer, and a triathlete based in Canada who deals with chronic pain and fatigue because of diseases such as fibromyalgia and arthritis.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure. I guess what I would like for anyone to take from this is that, you know, I hate the cliche that anything is possible, but it really is. When you put your mind to something and you're conscious about your limitations, but you don't necessarily let them stop you, you just adapt and work around them and make them work for you. And this can be applied with anything in life. You know, amazing things can happen. And I just hope that people listening will, you know, maybe try and get out for that, you know, little walk, you know, that have chronic pain and say, you know, maybe I'll give it a go. I'll see if I can push through this. Or, you know, triathletes that are living with a new pain or an old pain and are thinking, you know, I got to stop all of this. Like, it's just, you know, it's not good for me. you know, talk to your specialist, talk to your doctors, you know, talk to those that can help you through it and see how you can adapt and keep doing what you love in a safe way. But don't just give up. Don't stop. You know, the mind is a wonderful thing and it could allow you to achieve a lot if you keep a positive mindset.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That is a fantastic takeaway.
Why do I try?
Yeah.
Because I can. Because I can and because I love it. It's there is nothing like that feeling of getting out of the water and feeling that sun in your face and knowing that you've just accomplished one big feat and then you're soaking wet and you're running to your bike and you're kicking ass and the wind's in your face and you're in pain, but you're doing it and you're being passed and you're passing and the exhilarating rush and then the run. Just when you think most people would have gone home for a burger, you still have to keep going and running and you're just feeling like you're on top of the world and then crossing that finish line. I've done so many different types of racing and there's just nothing like crossing the finish line of a triathlon. It's magic, absolute magic.
Next here is Evan Pardy from Tempe, Arizona, US. And Evan dealt with eating disorders of anorexia and bulimia in high school. But now, recently, he's just got his pro license.
Why do I try? For the feeling of satisfaction at the end of the day, to be honest.
Yep.
Awesome.
That one's relatable to a lot of folks.
Here's Suzanne Martin from Utah, US. Suzanne was an active alcoholic and drug addict until she turned 42. She hadn't walked into a gym until the age of 50, after which she began to change her life and lifestyle.
That everyone can do it. There is, you are limitless and the only limits you have are what's in your mind. And so you just have to take that leap of faith. And so what if you're going to fail? Just try it. See if it's for you. It's not for everybody, but it's something that can enrich your life.
And last question, why do you try?
To be a better version of myself every day and to challenge myself to push farther than I ever thought I could.
Yeah, love that.
Definitely.
All right.
You are living that.
Thank you. I try every day.
Next is the father-daughter duo from California, US, Lindsay and Guy Birkebeil.
Oh my gosh. So much pressure. There's reasons why I try. I try because it is such an important part of my overall mental health. And it brings me sometimes the biggest joy in my entire day is when I can go out and swim, bike, and run.
Guy, what about you?
You know, as I stated earlier, I'm a competitive person. And what I like about sports as opposed to the world of business is that in sports, you're more in control of your performance, you know, and the result, you know, so triathlon gives me an outlet, you know, to let out my competitive juices. And also, I mean, I love the community of people that I do not like hanging around smokers or heavy drinkers. And, you know, you don't find that among marathoners or Ironman triathletes, you know, so I really like the community of people that I've found.
Yeah, and the lifestyle.
Yes, it is definitely a lifestyle.
This next one is one of my personal favorites. It's Kyle Hageman. Kyle was diagnosed with the worst case scenario Tourette syndrome in fifth grade. And Tourette's is a highly misunderstood neurological condition that causes physical and verbal outbursts and a lot more symptoms. But now Kyle's an Ironman certified coach and he aims to go professional in Kona someday.
I want you to follow your heart in life, no matter how crazy it feels, no matter if everybody around you tells you you're nuts, man, you're nuts, lady, you know? I want you to listen to your heart. I want you to listen to what you believe. What do you believe? I want you to close your eyes, get into a dark room, do some soul seeking, see what's in your heart. And as crazy as that feels, if it feels like that's what you want to do with your life, what you got to do is you have to get yourself up and you have to go try to pursue it. You know, we only have now, we only have this life. And I believe a lot of people are afraid to do what they really love. And it's scary. Trust me, for me to say my ambitions on this podcast was very difficult, you know, because people will obviously, oh, he's crazy. I haven't even heard of him before. But that's what I'm talking about. That's what I believe. If it's in my heart, that's what I'm following. That's what I preach. So I have to practice it, of course. So follow your heart. Do whatever it is that makes you happy. Find that thing that makes you happy. And I want you to do that thing. And I want you to go nuts with it. Think of some great goal with that thing that makes you have joy in your heart, that makes you feel love for what you're doing. And I want you to pursue it and not let friends or even family talk you out and say, Ma, Dad, I got this. I'm a big boy, you know, and say, just go out and get it. And if you fail, see, there's no failing. There's no such thing as failing. As long as you get up and keep trying, if you have the heart and you have the passion and you're willing to put in the work, you will succeed. Mark my words, you will succeed, because that's just all it is to it. Our thoughts become us. That's all I have to say about that. Find what it is you love, do that thing, and never give up until you succeed. And you'll never be able to thank yourself enough for that.
Boom.
Yeah, that's the message we all need to hear.
I believe the world needs that. I believe the world needs to believe in who they are individually and pursue it. Just do what makes you happy. The world would be a better place if people were just happy. Love each other. You have to love yourself and what you're doing with your life before you can love other people. All you need is love, man. John and Paul, they said it straight. And Swap, you had a final question, correct? What was that?
Yes, that is, why do you try?
Ah, here we go. I knew we were missing something. Now, why do I try? When I am training, racing, and pushing myself, and I'm pushing beyond my limits, I feel alive. There's no place I feel more alive than when I'm pushing myself to get to the next goal with triathlon, Ironman, anything. I feel alive. It makes me feel like I'm who I am. I feel like that's what I was born to do, and I feel like that makes me who I am. I feel whole. Like when an artist paints with his paintbrush. There's no other place he wishes to be. That's the place I love to be. And I believe that trying, T-R-I-ing, of course. Now, I alluded to books. I love reading. In any good novel, you have a perfect antagonist, a perfect foil, right? Like they push the protagonist to their absolute limit. Whether it's they get their girl and they threaten them or whatever it is, whatever story you want to think of, they push them to a place that they couldn't go before. And only with that outside force coming in and drawing it out of you, are you able to become greater than what you were before. So the answer to the question fully, why I try, is Ironman is my story. Each race I finish is a page turned. It's a chapter in my book. And each race teaches me more about myself. Like I said, it's not about the race. It's about what I learn within myself. It's about the journey, not the destination. That's hanging in about like 3 different places in my house, by the way. So what happened here is I believe in my quest to become a professional triathlete, and how it pushes me. I do it because I believe everybody in this world has a spark within them. And I believe, like I was saying before, if you follow your heart, that spark will ignite. So what I'm trying to do, what I will do here is why I try is I love it so much. There will come a point where that spark in me will ignite and I will be the best I can be. But I like Ironman. So I chose that to pull it out of me, that strength, that spark, that ignition, and wake me. And I believe I'll be stronger for it. I believe on this journey, it will make me stronger in who I was meant to be. I believe triathlon is that, it's not an antagonist, but it's like a rival, like a foil. It's my mountain to climb, so to speak. That's why I try.
It sounded like a poem.
The way you articulate things is so amazing. I mean, yeah, I just love it.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. It means a lot to me.
This next guest of ours found her inner strength, passion, and faith through triathlon. Here's Kayla Bowker from Spokane, Washington, U.S.
To never stop believing in yourself. Life, there are so many ups and downs, and there's so many times where it beats us and we think, oh, it's not, and the things I want to do are not going to happen. But there is so much value in believing in you and believing in that strength that's inside you. And again, having faith in yourself, that if you really just have serious faith in yourself and believe in yourself, that you really can do amazing things. Will it happen overnight? Not necessarily, but it will happen. You just have to never give up on yourself.
Great. Perfect takeaway.
Yep.
I try because I find that I try to find me. And because I want to continue to help inspire other people to find themselves as well. And mostly, honestly, I try because I love it. I seriously 100% love it.
Well, that's as good a reason as any we've heard, for sure.
It's, you know, it's the kind of there's a lot of reasons why I do it, but it really comes down to that I have found a passion for it. You know, but like you said, Robin, it's one of those, I found that puzzle piece in the world, and that puzzle piece that is what keeps me going and keeps me coming back time and time again. Because I found that little piece of me that'll, you know, allows me to really tap into that passion, faith, and strength inside myself. And I honestly just love it.
Perfect.
Next up is Jen Pai from Mexico. As a young adult, Jen was very low on self-esteem and confidence. She thought that she was someone who was incapable of anything worth something. But then she found sport, and that allowed her to stop being her own obstacle. She not only does triathlon now, but she does a various range of sports like pole dancing and circus and aerial routines. And now she's just this bubbly, confident, and strong woman.
Well, I think if I could just tell you or tell people something in special about the things that I have lived, is just really don't be the obstacle. Don't be your own obstacle. Don't let yourself take away the things that can make you happy just because you think you can't do something. Give yourself a chance to really find happiness in your life, whatever that means. And like, don't be afraid to just step outside. I think as people, as adults even, we are a certain way, and we are afraid to stop being that way because people will start asking questions. Why did you start running? Or why do you want to do this? Or, oh, you like that? You didn't like that before. And it's kind of like at some point we made a promise that we can't change, that we can't decide to try something new. Don't let that happen. Like, commit to yourself and say, you know, I like this now. I don't care. Like, I want to give it a try. I want to run. Maybe I don't like running. Maybe I like to do something else. And I am allowed to seek that happiness, to live this life, this only life that I have, and really make it shining. Like, make every moment be an amazing memory. Even when I have failed, it's been an amazing memory. So I would say definitely that. Don't stop yourself. Don't become your own biggest obstacle. Get out there and seek your happiness. And don't let people question you for it.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's a really powerful message.
I try because at that, from the beginning to the end, I feel like I can just live forever. I try because there's nothing like it, and nothing that can assure me that what I am doing is, it has so much worth. When I do try, like, it's like I'm eternal or something.
Next up is a Canadian who is easily one of the most supportive people in the triathlon community. He is Al Marlow. Al found endurance sport at the age of 40, and he's still going strong 20 years later now.
Well, for me, it's like I said, I started at a
relatively late age in life, and I probably post this too much in my Instagram stories, that it's never too late to start something, even try or give, just go out there. Like I said, I started in my late 30s, and it's never too late to go out there and try something and accomplish something that you never thought would be even possible. Like, I mean, when I started running and got into triathlon, I never thought I'd ever do, you know, I maybe in the back of my mind, a small little glimmer of hope that I'd maybe do an Ironman one day. And, you know, and just when that comes to fruition and you complete it, and it's just such an amazing feeling. So I just think that for me, it's like, never sell yourself short, regardless of where you think you are in your life. And it takes work. It takes time. You know, we all know that. And if you want to excel at something or improve at anything, you have to practice. And if you commit to that, and I'm always a firm believer, I always tell people, I believe everybody has an hour of the day for themselves. Maybe people say that's selfish. I don't believe it is. I believe we all deserve an hour a day to ourselves. And if you use that to your benefit, by going out and riding a bike or swimming or running or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Just, yeah, you know, you deserve that. I really believe that. So yeah, it's my message is just go out and give it a go.
Love it.
That is a great takeaway.
I try because it's just the community of people. It's just, it's like, it's hard to explain to people that don't try. It's really is. I mean, people who, you know, you guys can relate like I can. And the community is just, there's so many inspiring people. The community of people is just amazing. And the sport is just, it's so much fun. It's very challenging. It's hard work. You know, to me, it's just, I love it. I like going to the races, watching, volunteering. It's if I can, and just seeing people out there. It's just a phenomenal thing to get into. Yeah, great stuff.
Next is episode number 18. Our guest was Anna Matthews, who is from Queensland, a single mother of two who started believing and standing up for herself after turning to triathlon.
For me, triathlon is about, really enjoying the sport and proving to yourself that you can do anything if you just try. I have this big motto, can do, that it's about staying positive, being grateful. And I think, I can do this sport, whereas a lot of people can't. A lot of people don't have the opportunity or, they're in wheelchairs or they're unable to do it for some reason. And certainly, like, my focus is always on what you can do and if you can, why not? So I guess the takeaway message is if you have a dream or you have an idea or an inclination, don't sit back and think about it. Just get out there and start doing it. And really surprise yourself in what you can do. Believing in yourself is certainly very powerful. And, overcoming any doubts and self-doubts, a huge thing in life. And, it really does empower you throughout all aspects of your life. So, get out there and have a go. I try because I can. I try for people who can't. And I try to inspire others.
Well, definitely an inspiration. I don't know about you guys, but I'm really feeling like a slacker now after this interview. No, just awesome, awesome work. I can't wait to see where it takes you.
Thanks, Robin.
This next one is the Pease brothers, Kyle and Brent Pease. You may have heard about them recently. During the Kona World Champs in 2018, they became only the second wheelchair-assisted duo to complete the Ironman World Champs.
Just to realize their own potential, that they have it within them to do anything that they put their mind to, and to give individuals a sense of hope and to let them know that if they are in a rough spot, that they can still do anything that they want to do. I try because I know no other way. I hope that you listeners can take away the passion that I have for the sport and why I love doing it with Brett. So I try because I have no other way. And that's what I love.
Brett, how about you? I think one of the first things that really
had a profound impact on my life was being Kyle's brother, and triathlon changed my life. I was not on a path that I think would give me the success that I have today without triathlon. And so I try because it keeps me close to my brother and somebody who had a big impact on me. And I try because it helps me want to be a better person.
And our next guest is Rita Pau Perio. I hope I'm saying that right. She's from Portugal. She is a resilient former ballerina and cancer survivor who has learned to not take life for granted.
I guess I've told this, but don't waste time. You know,
right.
Don't get stressed with things that really don't matter. Try to breathe in, breathe out, and reconnect. And
be in the moment.
Yeah, and realize that, this matters, this doesn't matter. And go for what matters, what makes you happy. Be true with the voice that you have inside. We all have that. We all have that little voice that sometimes we try to shut up, but the voice keeps speaking. So be true to it. I realize that only when I'm true to it, it's the only way I'm in peace. And I'm not an easy person. I'm stubborn, to say the least, and sometimes it's not easy. I was trying to find a word to describe the expression my mother uses to when she talks about me, and I don't know how to say it in English. But she says that I'm a little bit harsh sometimes because I don't want to waste time in small talk, you know? And sometimes people need that, and I don't need that.
Right.
So be true to your true self.
Love that.
Try to find what makes you happy.
Yes.
Why do I try? Because I want to see how far I can go, how much I can endure. It gives me a sense of accomplishment, you know, doing a little bit better, a little bit faster, just see what I can do. And I can compete with myself, you see, and that's good. Makes me want to go further. And that finish line feelings are something everyone should try once in a while.
Perfect.
Next here are Christopher Gray and Mere Noll. They are a student athlete couple from Denmark. Mere is a former professional rower who is enjoying the pressure-free environment of triathlon now. And Christopher is making his strides towards the triathlon pro ranks.
Well, I think it's from my point of view, it's very important to try new things and try to take up something that you never tried before and just give it a go with the challenge. It's gonna be fun anyway, whatever how good it goes.
Yeah, definitely. And then I mean, enjoy the process.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking here about goals and having and being fast and stuff, but it's really all about having fun, right? In a sense, I mean, I think it's fun. Be faster, right? So that's part of it.
For sure.
If that's what rocks your boat, then yeah. But otherwise, no. I mean, finding pleasure in the day-to-day training and finding the right people to train with that you can both have fun with and that challenge you in training every single time. That's really an important part of it. And then again, that they are also the people that will keep you going when things are less well, because having those other people in your network that are still going strong while you're injured also keeps you mentally in the sport and keeps you mentally committed to their high performance and making you want to get back and have fun with them.
Ooh.
just for the joy of living and being out in nature. Again and again and again, and pushing mind and body.
Yeah, push boundaries.
Awesome, guys.
Next, episode 22 is Belen Ramirez from Paraguay. She works for Doctors Without Borders and has co-founded this amazing organization called Project Bike Love, which uses bicycles as a tool for empowerment.
just don't take anything for granted. Like, don't take life for granted. Just be happy and blessed for everything you have. Like, sometimes maybe you forget to take the trash out and your house smells. First thing is think, oh my gosh, I'm so blessed to actually have food that went bad. And that's why it smells. So for me, it's just, yeah, don't take anything for granted and just live life to the fullest.
Yep. That's a great perspective.
Oh, yeah. For my husband, sometimes it's like, you are so annoying. Can I still complain about things?
Why do you try?
Because I'm alive. Yeah, to celebrate that I'm alive every day.
Fantastic. Yeah, you definitely have given us a lot of perspective to think on.
Connor Bollinger, born and raised in the States, saw himself being roped into the typical negative student life culture in America of boozing, partying, lifting, eating, and studying. But now he uses triathlon as a variable in the journey towards a more healthier and adventurous life.
So my message is usually the same through and through when I get asked this question. Don't take your health for granted. Look around. There's disease rampant, mental and physical, and some of it's hereditary, some of it's self-induced, but never take health for granted. Really value your health and do whatever you can to stay here as long as possible. Like I said, I'm not here for just a good time. I'm here for a long time rather. So that's the way I want to live my life. I tried it so I could spread a positive message for longevity.
Great.
Awesome.
Maybe the shortest but most concise answer we've got to that question.
I've answered that a few times, and I think that gets right to the heart of it.
That's like a mission statement. He's whittled it down to the essence there.
Totally.
They asked this at Worlds, actually, and I asked the guy, I was like, hey, man, can I redo that?
Next, Julie Bocchi. She's probably the only Iron Man in the world who is also an autism mom to two, a type 1 diabetic, a USAF veteran, and an hospice nurse.
Yeah, just be kind, be open-minded, you know, particularly when it comes to, and it's just not autism. It's, you know, any type of disability. I mean, it could be a, you know, outward physical disability. You know, it's human nature. I mean, my kids do things that are not the norm, right? There's no normal, right? But it can sort of catch your attention, and that's okay that you look, you know, because I do it as well. I have a, you know, a friend that has a daughter with CP, cerebral palsy, and, you know, she has some, you know, the point being that it's, you know, people just look, but don't look again. And if you look again, you know, look at that parent, like, you know, give them like, hey, you know, I don't know, just a loving look, or, you know, approach and give a high five, you know, anything like that. Just, you know, certainly be more accepting that people are different. And, you know, as long as no one, you know, my goal is, you know, I don't ever want to hurt anyone, or I don't want to be disrespectful, right? So that's why I want, you know, people to be more accepting of us. And when I say us, I mean just general disabilities. So that's, you know, definitely the takeaway. So, and as far as the diabetes, listen, I'm not perfect, and neither is anyone else. I don't have a ton of tolerance or patience for people that have a lot of excuses. You know what I mean? So it's like, just, you know, no excuses. Just, you know, do a triathlon. You don't even really have to work out. I mean, just, you know, get up a little bit if you can control your diet a little more. You know what I mean? But I like to eat. Oh, I like to exercise. But yeah, listen, you do the things that you're supposed to do now, because otherwise, fast forward to 20 years and you're going to be living your life in and out of doctor appointments. You know what I mean? And that might not happen. That might happen anyways, but try to do the things to prevent that. So yeah, I guess that's my takeaway.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
I try for autism. That was easy. Yes, try for autism and diabetes, you know, awareness too. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Next, our one and only Indian guest on the show so far, it's Deepak Raj, an overweight techie who turned into the top Indian Ironman triathlete and coach.
Yeah, I mean, I think I
I let it too late to take that first step, right? We don't wake up one day 20 or 30 kilos overweight, right? It happens over a period. And why make it hard, right? So that's what I've been trying to tell people and, you know, whatever people around me saying, when you're 18, 19, 20, 24, whatever it is, you know, don't make it hard on yourself by the time you're 35 or 40, right? So I wish I had taken those steps a little earlier, would have made it easier for me. And I hope anyone listening or whatever it is, start making that change. And it's a hard one to reverse that process, but it can start. And the earlier it starts, the better. And write some big goals. And if that gets you going, or whatever it gets you going, right? So personally for me, writing those big goals and going after it got me going. Find whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat. So see what works for you, but definitely take that first step. I think for me, it's become a lifestyle, and it's given me a lot in the sport. And right now it's also my career. So I keep doing this. I want to push myself personally with respect to my own athletic sort of, you know, where I can get there. And second, you know, it gives me a lot of joy, satisfaction to see others whom we are all coaching to meet their goals, whatever it may be. You know, just losing weight or doing a triathlon or running a marathon. And that's what keeps me going. And that's why I try.
Next up from episode 26 is Katie P. from Texas. Katie is a transgender woman who does trail running and triathlon. And her journey definitely epitomizes the idea that the sport can help you discover who you truly are. And that dreaming big can create both crushing disappointments, but also amazing successes and personal breakthroughs.
Everybody, you know, whoever you are, we're all the same at the end of the day. We're all here to have, you know, I don't want to say a good life, but we're all here to aim for our goals and try and achieve them. And, you know, the camaraderie you give and the acceptance you give to anyone else, try to look at everyone as being the same and not different, I guess. I really don't see any difference, you know, race, color, creed, sex, gender, whatever it is. At the end of the day, we're all we're all human beings, and we all just want to get out there and enjoy ourselves and be loved and love and do what we enjoy. And
absolutely,
if you can't do that, or if you're against that, I mean, really, I'd encourage you to ask yourself why. I think, you know, triathlon has really helped put my life back on track more than once at this point. It's turned around everything for me. It's let me set high goals. It's let me aim for them. It's let me meet people and experience camaraderie with, you know, like-minded individuals that have really big aspirations. It helps me keep fit. It helps me inspire my daughter. And, you know, like I said a few times, she's come out and raced some trail runs with me now. And I, you know, crossing the finish line with her, is there's nothing better in the world than that. And just seeing how people can come together and how they can overcome things and how I can be a part of that, it's huge. It really is life changing. And it's funny because you mentioned earlier that I'd mentioned that I was, you know, not doing so well and not so motivated. And I've been smiling for the last hour talking to you all. And, you know, I'm raring to go and get out the door and just do something again. And, you know, triathlon really, it's such, I've said it too many times, but it's so welcoming. Everybody is so nice. Everyone wants you to get out there. And, you know, you go on Instagram and see all the love and encouragement everyone gives each other. And it just really has added another dimension to my life. And I'm very grateful to, you know, you all for reaching out to talk to me. I'm very grateful to everyone I've met through the sport. And really, I think, you know, it really has helped keep me going through life.
This next one is definitely a special one. It is the man, Dave Scott, 6-time Ironman World Champ and first Ironman Hall of Fame inductee. And what's the message you would want people listening to take away from your story?
Oh, I'm not a robot. I'm not some Martian that Charles was talking about. Yeah, but I'm not really sure what category you put me in, Charles. But yeah, you know, I think that, you know, the mindset, the seriousness side of Dave Scott, yeah, I have that. But the other side is, if you can't see any lightness or levity or humor in what you're doing, And you can't sit back at the end of the day and sort of laugh at yourself. You're going to tie yourself in knots. And I think that's kind of been my savior is I've always been able to see, the humor, subtle humor in what I'm doing and what I see in people. And that gives me energy. And I think maybe the bottom line is that, yeah, it's good to be serious, but golly, let it go sometimes.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that's something every age grouper can definitely work on.
Yeah, and I see a lot of the age groupers. I'm not picking on myself.
Yeah.
A lot of them are just, they're pathological. I'm going, God Almighty, just relax. It's just a rape. And I see this with the pros; they're just tying themselves in knots, and they say, "Well, I didn't do this and didn't do that, and should have done this." And I always tell them, "Don't give me your list of should. I should have done. Tell me what you want."
Mm-hmm.
And I always present this to the athletes that I'm coaching. I say, "What do you want?" And they look at me with this resolve, like, "Well, I want to be able to do it." All right. Then how do you attain that? And I think a lot of people put this inherent fear. They have a fear of failure. That's a huge one. But there's a fine pinnacle on fearing success as well. And it's very difficult for people to define success and failure. And they can climb up this ladder and you can have two or three bad days of training and you failed. And that's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. And I use myself going back to the outset of our conversation is that you don't fail if you've had a little blip because life dictates that you need to take a break. You have to have a break. It wasn't timely, but now regroup on what you can do. And don't forget that 20-minute rule. It will save your life.
That's a good one.
Absolutely love the message.
Why do I try? Man, I'm crazy about it. I've used the word passionate. People say, do you still like to swim, bike, run? And there's really no small little gem that's tucked away forever and ever. It always percolates to the top when I can do all three on one day and feel like I've got in a good rhythm exercise wise. I still love to swim, bike, run. I'll never lose that until I go to my grave.
Next from Melbourne, Australia is Angela Bernaldo. Angela channeled the grief of losing her sister into positive action and turning her life around for the better.
Keep pushing yourself. Your body and your mind are capable of so many wonderful things if you just try something new and just keep reaching for your goals. And then when you get that one, make the next one and the one after that and just keep shooting for the stars.
Awesome.
If you miss, you'll land on the moon anyway.
And our last question is, why do you try?
Why do I try? Well, why not? So I just want to be inspiring, I guess. And like I said, that one cousin that I have that does the triathlons with me now, that's my job done. I've done one. So hopefully he'll pay it forward.
This next guest of ours is just something else. He lives in California. His name is Daniel Garcia. Daniel was paralyzed in 2010 after falling from 45 feet right onto his back, and he was told by many doctors that he wouldn't be able to use his hands or legs again. But now he's a national champ, he's a 70.3 world champ, and a podium finisher at Kona in the para athlete division. And he's even started to walk again, which is absolutely crazy. So his story just shows that impossible is really an opinion, not a fact.
It's pigs can fly. I will try on Instagram. And then
what was the idea behind that?
Because it was going to be pigs can fly. I will walk. Right. But then I said, well, I'm doing triathlon, so maybe I'll put in that try. But now it's like, because I want to show it's the making the impossible possible, basically.
Ah,
you're definitely showing that.
That's probably the best possible handle, like, ever.
All right, and our last question is, why do you try despite all you have to adapt in so many ways, you have to basically suffer in so many ways, but you still choose to do the sport? Why?
Mental health. I believe it's very important. The endorphins we produce in the brain through Ironman, aerobic exercise. Who knows? You know, I've had very dark moments in my past, and I probably wouldn't be here if it weren't for triathlon.
Wow.
And our final guest of 2018 was Ashley Zaccaro, who used triathlon to break the bond between her physical abuser and herself.
I want people to realize that there's so much in the world to do, and that whatever it is you're facing, whether it's an abusive relationship or mental health, whatever it is that causes you to doubt yourself, it's life is much bigger than those things, and it's much more exciting and joyful to face the fears and let go of the doubts and just kind of take the leap for the things that you don't even know if you can do, because your world just gets bigger and bigger and bigger the more you try. And even though it's hard, no matter what you're facing, there's more out there for you than your struggles.
All right. And our last question is, why do you try?
I try because I want to see how much more I can do. And I want to keep pushing those limits and keep living bigger and bigger instead of smaller.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
I don't know about you guys, but some of those messages and reasons just give me the chills every time I listen to them. Anyways, that's all from us for this year, guys. If you've liked what you've heard and you enjoy the guests and stories we bring you on the Hot Podcast, would be awesome if you could just tell a friend about the show or share it with your social circle to help spread the reach and get more people listening to these amazing stories. And just a big thank you to all our guests for taking the time to come on the show and share their journeys. And also a shout out and thank you to my two co-hosts, Robin and Charles. They've been really amazing throughout this whole year, and I really couldn't have done it without them. And obviously a big thank you to all of you listeners. You're the big reason we do the show. So thank you for tuning in this year, and we appreciate you being a part of this Humans of Triathlon community. Wishing you all a happy new year. Hope you all have the most amazing years. Make sure to join us again next week, where we'll continue bringing you the amazing humans and stories from this ordinary but extraordinary world of triathlon. Until then, everyone, keep trying.